Doesn't matter if you're a pro or just playing for fun. Doesn't matter if it's a global stage or a backyard. The moment you play for a Michelob Ultra, everything changes. The focus sharpens. The game gets real. Every point, every play, every move suddenly means something more. Because nothing raises the stakes of a good game like playing for a Superior Light Beer. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra. Superior Light Beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2026. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What's up, y'all? Nick Shuley here, reminding you that each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, the Game Time team and I help you chart the proper course to navigate the action-packed weekend in Austin, Texas with the Big Hat 4-Pack Plan of Attack. We know you love your sports, and so do we, but we also know you love to enjoy the entertainment scene in and around Central Texas and all that comes with it. From live music to food festivals and anything fun, we've got you covered.
Plan of Attack is presented by Big Hat Spirits, delivering the finest ready-to-drink super premium cocktails and mocktails from a local Central Texas-based company.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, another Soccer Monday here on 102.7 ESPN. I'm Ed Clements along with Jeff Ward and Kyle Owen talking soccer and talking all sports. By the way, I was at Muni yesterday and I watched William Holcomb win the firecracker at Muni. Hot out there. He played well. I believe he was 17 under par for 3 days. Got to mention my friend Mike Allen. Mike Allen, Austin guy, won the firecracker 52 years ago. He's 78 years old now. Made the cut and shot one over par for the tournament. He shot his age 3 days in a row. One of the best senior golfers in all of Austin. So, Mike, great play by you yesterday and also by William Holcomb, who won the first major, one of the majors of the year in amateur golf in Austin. Won the firecracker over at beautiful Lions Municipal. World Cup soccer today, Spain defeated Portugal 1-0 at Jerry World in Dallas. Big win for España. They scored late. That was a really late goal they scored to win 1-0. And, of course, we're awaiting the start of the game tonight at 7 in Seattle, the USA versus
Spain
Belgium.
I don't think Spain has given up a goal.
I'd have to check my stats on that one, my friend.
And over the weekend, I think they've even given up three shots on goal.
What's it? England had four shots on goal last night, and they made three?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal to me that they only four shots on goal, and you make three
defense
of the four.
Defense wins. Always.
Hey, it's like out of football.
Yep. Always.
Defense wins.
Always, always.
Defense wins.
I mean, to Americans, you could have watched the 1-0 Portugal-Spain game, and you're cussing it and hating it, and the Spanish and the Portuguese are talking about what a great defensive performance that was.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is Brad Stuber, is he one of the best in the MLS? Or,
yeah.
I call him our guy. You're very close to him. Austin FC.
I bet if they, they go 3D, they carry three goalkeepers. I'm not quite sure why, but they do. And if he picked a fourth, he might be the fourth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's a giant man.
Yeah.
Great hair.
Covers a lot of, yeah, he's got some hair. Covers a lot. There's a big wingspan, for sure. Well, guess who's now in on the red card?
Who is it? Who would lend his expertise in the world of soccer?
Speaking of birthright citizenship, the greatest Canadian of them all, Rafael Cruz.
Ted's mentioning this.
He's in on it now.
On behalf of all Americans, thank you for getting rid of that ridiculous red card. This is his. It was spectacular. There was a reason the FIFA trophy sat here for as long as it did.
Was he in there in the Oval Office with Michael Dell and Susan Dell today?
Yeah.
And they were there because they rang the bell.
They were there for legitimate reasons.
The $1,000 Trump account, which
they put $250 million.
Yeah, they're footing the bill.
Yes, which I totally support. And then they had to stand through this garbage.
Rafael, that a way to go. Ken Paxton.
Did somebody bring up birthrights? I guess you don't say birthright citizenship around Rafael, do you?
No, you don't.
Does that not count for him?
Where was he born?
Canada?
It wasn't Tom Ball.
Cuba?
Wasn't Tom Ball.
He's born in Canada, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cuba?
Well, his dad, remember?
I know. He killed,
was in on
killed
the deal.
JFK, according was in on to the genius deal. Trump.
Born in Calgary.
Calgary,
yeah.
Canada.
Yeah. That's not Tom Ball.
Calgary, Canada.
Yeah.
Is Ken Paxton back yet from his...
No, he's in Iceland with a girlfriend, and he's working so hard on this campaign.
His married girlfriend, mother of seven, he goes to Iceland.
He lives in her house, too.
He lives in her house?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Even though he owns a few houses himself, somehow he can afford that on that salary of his.
So he went to Iceland, and you know where James Tallarico was 4th of July?
Probably campaigning.
He's with Willie Nelson, yeah. The contrast, and of course, the nutty right wingers. Well, what? I don't like what James Tallarico says about the Bible. Mm. But it's okay for Ken Paxton to go to Iceland with his married mistress, mother of seven. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's A-okay.
Is Ken still technically married?
Yeah, he's still married. Yeah. The divorce.
I remember,
is not,
she put it off so that it didn't distract from the campaign.
The divorce.
So he go to Iceland with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So he's not vacationing in Padre. He's in Iceland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Mother of seven, nice, that he met at the Kentucky Derby a few years ago when she was with her husband at the Derby. And yeah. He is the winner.
Nay.
Yeah.
You would think he might be working at campaigning right now since he's in the race of his life, but voters don't care.
No, they just dig up all the videos of James Tallarico.
So if Belgium wins tonight, that's 6 euros of the final eight.
And the best is France to you, or is it Spain?
Yeah, no, it's France.
Yeah.
They're absurd.
Norway. God, that was a heck of a game.
Norway, France.
Spain.
Switzerland, who's a lot better. People don't talk about Switzerland. Spain now.
Mm-hmm.
Belgium. If Belgium were to win, and then England would be your sixth, mm-hmm, then your other two are whom? Go.
That would be Argentina.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And help me out. What's the last one?
Ghana.
No, Morocco.
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 Right, Morocco. Who's really good.
They are really
good. You want no part of those guys.
Tell me why they're so good in Morocco.
Well, it's like saying, why are the Rams good in football?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never noted Moroccan soccer. The only time I think of Morocco, when I was a kid, Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, we're off on the road to
Morocco.
They
sneakily make it into the final eight almost every single time.
Yeah, this is not new for them. They were really dangerous in the last World Cup.
Egypt was good, too, this year.
Yeah.
Had one guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was a hell of a match. Was it? What night was it? The island? The little...
oh, my gosh. That's
God, that was good against Argentina.
Cape Verde. Argentina.
Hell of a match.
That was unbelievable.
It was a hell of a match.
Those guys play their ass off, man. They went toe-to-toe. This is an island of 500,000 people.
And Messi makes more than probably the gross national product of this place.
I was going to say, his cars are probably worth more, mm-hmm, than the GDP of Cape Verde.
Yeah.
One of his cars might be worth than the GDP of Cape Verde. But his houses are worth five times the GDP of Cape Verde. And they took them to the brink and scored probably so far the gold of the tournament. And their goalkeeper, who played out of his mind, like all I can think of is someone going to sign him? He's 41 or something like that. He's played in lower divisions his whole life. And sure enough, a Spanish team has offered him a contract. I think it's Real Betis.
Oh, really?
Which isn't bad. I mean, I love those guys. They are not a fluke. They aren't. They played that well. And Messi even said, that wasn't easy. We had to work hard. I love those guys. One guy who scored, first of all, the goal that he scored to make it 2-2 was just out of this world.
Oh, well, that was
he was out of this world.
Yeah.
He runs up in the stands to hug his wife. It's like, is this a Disney movie or something? Yeah, that was fun. My son and I had a good time watching that. Yeah. I mean, I was actively cheering them on. You couldn't help it.
Yeah.
That's like...
That'd have been cataclysmic for Argentina.
Yeah, that's, you know, Texas State is tied with the Cowboys with 2 minutes left at 30 all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. And then the Cowboys hit a 65-yard game winner to beat them.
Brandon Aubrey comes through once again.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's what that would be.
And
not
Jerry
even
Jones
that.
Would,
I mean, I'm not.
We kick their ass.
I'm not even thinking Texas State would be the right. I mean, TLC would be a better comparison.
Okay, tell me about this missing soccer dude.
Yeah, this dude.
This dude was missing. I read the story, but explain. Yeah, he's missing.
Did you read People?
It was on People.
Yeah.
And I think it was on the Penthouse website. Yeah.
Oh, Penthouse website. Man.
Yeah.
How's that coming along? Still Bob Guccione?
The great Bob Guccione. Big soccer fan, Bob Guccione.
Missing World Cup found safe after being blissfully unaware the world was searching for him for 10 days.
10 days?
He just went in a bender.
Where was this guy from?
Michael Hewitt was found safe 10 days after his family lost contact with him as he traveled from England to Boston for the World Cup. A missing World Cup fan was found safe in Barcelona with no idea his family had spent 10 days frantically searching for
him. He was in Barcelona?
He's known as Little Mick. He vanished while traveling from England to Boston to support the Leeds United players in the World Cup. I know a good buddy of mine's from Leeds. He doesn't seem to have made it to Boston, and our last contact with him was from Barcelona in the early hours of Sunday morning, the 21st of June. His brother, Gary Hewitt, wrote on Facebook. Well, I think that you guys might have a problem with Mick there. He's headed to Boston, but he ends up in Barcelona.
Mick lost his phone. That's what the deal was, right?
I don't know. Did he?
I believe he lost his phone.
His phone has been out of service.
Okay, that's your...
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have service in Boston?
Can't get a backup phone in Boston, Mick.
And he hasn't posted any updates on social media. As you can imagine, we've been very concerned about him. He was there. Was he in Boston when they drank all the beer?
Probably so.
That's all the Scottish.
Scottish were there.
Wow. As for what happened to Mick within those 10 days, his brother told the Irish Sun that his brother, quote, lost his phone soon after arriving in Barcelona. So he got confused between Boston and Barcelona?
Yeah.
And so he just said, screw it, I'm in Barcelona. You might as well hang out. No World Cup games in Barcelona.
Except on nice bar and TV and some...
Yeah.
Senoritas.
I was going to say, he met a friend. Is this really that complicated, everyone?
Oh, my God.
He met some friends.
He's having the time of his life,
that's
old
right.
Mick. Yeah.
I'll see you guys. I'm headed to Boston. It's at Barcelona. His brother says he didn't think to go to the embassy, as he still had a passport and plenty of money, so he didn't think they'd be interested. You really think he was trying to be found, do you? What does Mrs. Mick have to say about this?
I don't think there's a Mrs. Mick.
Well, then leave the dude alone.
Well, his family was concerned.
Oh, please.
Kyle, my computer's gone to Spanishville again. How'd I get it to English?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious, man. This is a problem. Okay, oh, Kyle, would you walk over here and get me on the English ESPN? I'm on Mexican ESPN. See, how do I get off this? Help me out.
.mx.
I know it's .mx, okay, ESPN.com, okay. Wait a minute, there's coming up. Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
By the way, Flo will play tonight for the U.S. of A.
They haven't released the lineup yet. They released the lineup at 6.
Great leader. Did his job. Proudly keeping America, making America great again. Great leader called the FIFA head and said, say, I'm not telling you what to do.
Let that birthright citizen play.
Would you review that red card? And by gum and by golly, that FIFA president did. He acted quickly, took it. He allegedly took it to a committee, and the committee
sure
said, yes, Donald Trump is right.
Has anyone heard from this committee?
No. Where did the committee meet?
Exactly.
It was a committee of one.
Some strip club with the president of FIFA. Now that would be upstanding for him. They usually do something far more illegal than that.
Kyle, what are you doing on my computer over here?
I'm trying to figure out. I think you're
now it's in Israel.
It's like, oh my god!
Now it's in Israel. I'm in Israel. I've got ESPN Israel.
It's like when you go to see your grandfather at the home, and you can't figure it out.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Kyle's a great young man. You didn't lift a damn finger over there.
I don't.
You're just laughing. There's Mauricio Pochettino. He's our head coach.
Pochettino.
And he's from Louisville?
Pochettino.
Pochettino is from Louisville?
Yeah, he's from around
Family
Amarillo.
Has a restaurant.
Yeah, he's from Amarillo.
Got an Argentine restaurant.
Have you not heard him speak?
No.
I guess not.
No, I have not.
He said, I'm not the villain here. Our team's not the villain. I actually feel kind of bad for the guy.
I'm for him. I'm for that. I'm glad this is happening.
You know who else was on this? He says he was on the call with Trump to the corrupt Gianni Infantino, and that is Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary. And what a piece of work he is.
Howard's been going a lot of games. I've seen him up there with the dude.
He's been sitting next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot in common. Probably like the same same people.
Jeff, now don't be so hard. This is commerce. This has been a boon to our cities, okay? Good God, where am I now? You got on my maps.
Well, yeah, because I'm trying to figure out where...
You know who else was in on that? You know who
there she is.
You know who...
That's okay. That's okay, Kyle.
This is pathetic.
Thank you, Kyle, very much. God dog it. I want American. I don't want this Spanish.
Who else was on...
Is my Facebook now in Spain now? Or Mexico? Now I can't even get on Facebook, Kyle. Thanks a lot.
Kyle.
The rest of this show is ruined.
So who else was joining him is the great Rudy, Andrew Giuliani.
Rudy's son, yes.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that right there, that makes the deal.
He's the former Duke golfer who was removed from the golf team at Duke University because everybody hated his ass.
I see.
He didn't like
him. So he's got a job with the World Cup?
He's now, the president has appointed him so... to a position within the White House.
I see. So does he go with...
Howard Lutnick.
With Howard Lutnick and Gianni Infantino to go see the girl. I'm sorry, the young people too?
Yes, he's leading you there.
Huh. Yeah. What a bunch of tools.
Listen, I'm glad he did it, man. This doesn't happen. This doesn't happen...
Unless
next week. This is once every 4 years. And as a fan, as a new fan of soccer, this great game of football, I want to see the U.S. have a fighting chance. And we have it with our British guy. Is he from Britain? He's British, right?
Yeah.
Born in Brooklyn, many years ago.
About 3 hours.
Stayed in the country for three hours before he gets back home. And we explained that. Kyle did a good job of, and I think that's somewhat Mickey Mouse letting, you know, and he's a birthright citizen.
Yeah.
And the president, most Republicans, bad.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Well, but Ted Cruz is over there. They're doing a victory lap when days ago they're ranting about the sins of birthright citizenship.
The demise of our country.
And yet, and no one decides to tell these rocket scientists that they're advocating now for a guy who has spent maybe, other than playing soccer here with the World Cup team, 6 hours post-birth.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's noticed.
Jeff is out now. The College Football Preview magazine is out.
Oh boy, that's
friend just
that's
sent helpful. It to me.
That's helpful.
On the cover is Arch Manning, quarterback Texas. On the cover,
what do you think they're going to put on Arch there? Their left guard?
Art? No. Would you cut out the negative stuff here, man? On the cover is Arch, big picture. Then there's Dante Moore of Oregon, and then the quarterback Jaden. Mavia from Southern Cal.
Yeah.
So three quarterbacks.
You know what I'm going to bet? This is going to be an outrageous hot take. I'll bet you if you go the West Coast version of that has Arch Manning in a smaller picture and then Dante Moore, then if you go in the Northwest, I bet it's a bigger picture of Dante Moore. It's the publishing trick. They make it more regional. But I bet you all three of those guys are on every one of them, just the pictures change.
I may have to go to Randall's or HEB and get this thing.
Go buy one for $9.95 to thumb through it.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get that information anywhere else.
No, my computer's still in Mexico.
That's true. You can't even read your own laptop. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, it says, lawyers were recruited by the administration in tandem with Howard Lutnick. My favorite Howard Lutnick moment is when he tried to explain tariffs to Congress, and he could not stop chewing on his own tongue because there was no logical explanation for them. Even Howie knew this is stupid. Until he met some people.
Mm-hmm.
He and Gianni have this thing for younger people.
Now, where did you hear that?
It's been talked about for a long time.
By whom?
The rest of the world that's raging at FIFA. They can't stand them. Yeah. My favorite is the past president of FIFA came out ripping FIFA, yes. even though he did time as president of FIFA.
He took bribes, right?
What a credible source you are to be ripping someone right now.
He took monetary bribes.
Yeah, which is pretty much standard operating procedure for them. How do you think Qatar is hosting the World Cup?
Oil, money. Yeah.
Yeah. You think old Gianni didn't have some friends?
No.
Didn't live a little bit better? Didn't have a private plane?
Oil money. I have no recollection of the last World Cup.
Might be the best 45 minutes of any sporting event I've ever seen was the final between Argentina and France.
Really?
It might be the best 45 minutes of anything I've ever seen. Mm. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Is that...
Up and down the field.
Soccer infrastructure, I'm sure. Does Qatar play in the Saudi league?
They have no pro teams.
Okay, what's in that stadium now, I wonder? Nothing?
Maybe the dead bodies, the people that built it, the slaves they brought in. They did. The report is 5,500 people died making the stadium.
They were from Indonesia.
They were given one-way visas, and they have no professional league.
And I like 80 people in a room this size, something like
that. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But this is the very moral head of FIFA that put this deal together.
Yeah. Well, he made the right move today, my friend.
Yeah.
Flo will play.
When he scores tonight, I want you to go, yes, birthright citizen.
Yes, my man. Okay, we got to take a break.
Tomorrow, I want you to do it down the hall. Will you do this for me?
Okay, what?
Go.
I mentioned it today.
You did? How'd that go?
I didn't really want to talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I want you to say, if he scores tonight, he is the best birthright citizen athlete I've ever seen.
Along with the greatest birthright politician, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, yeah. I asked the audience, too, like a little quiz. What does Flo Balogun and Rafael Cruz have in common?
Well, Flo was born here.
Flo was born here, that's true, yeah.
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 How ironic is that? Yeah.
If Flo can even say, hey, Ted, at least I was born in Brooklyn, not in Calgary.
Back with more on 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jack from 102.7 ESPN's Game Time, inviting you to watch the FIFA World Cup 26 with Michelob Ultra for USA versus Belgium. The action happens at Little Woodrow's 6301 West Palmer Lane this Monday, July 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Michelob Ultra will be on site with a lot of fun and Ultra giveaways. Michelob Ultra is a superior light beer and the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26. Be sure to enjoy an Ultra as you cheer on Team USA this Monday at Little Woodrow's on Palmer Lane.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Back on the show, 5:31 here at 102.7 ESPN. Flo's going to play tonight. What possession? He's a striker or a hitter?
You don't know that. You don't know that. We just had this.
Oh, please. Are you two blokes believing this falsehood?
Okay, well, first of all, off the air, Kyle and I just had a conversation looking up the lineup because they're supposed to be released minimum an hour before a game.
So why wouldn't he play?
As I said, they've had 4 days of preparing. They may have had a plan without him.
He's the best player on our team, apparently, according to Great Leader. And he knows soccer.
That's right. He did tell us he knew soccer.
He knows soccer.
I thought he said he knows sports.
So why would you sit him if he's the best player?
Integrity is also involved.
Integrity?
Yes.
Kyle said that thing about the asterisk. It's very interesting.
Kyle?
But they
I just don't... I believe it would be a national... Again, Great Leader would get an executive order just telling...
What? You have to go walk down there and put him on the field?
Your Argentinian coach friend to play his ass.
Does he know that he's not from Des Moines, Iowa himself? Is Trump aware of that
our coach is from Argentina?
Could he name the head coach of the U.S. team?
Couldn't pronounce it.
Could he name it?
I have no idea, Jeff. Yeah.
Would he say he looks like Russell Crowe like everyone else?
He looks like a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, it looks like Russell Crowe.
No, well, I think it's ridiculous to think he will play. You two guys are really serious?
No, I'm not arguing the ethical position that Kyle is taking. I'm saying, as I told you the other day, there's different ways you would come at this game. than what you've done. And they may have already started to put a different plan. One of the guys, nerdy soccer talk here, sorry, would be Sebastian Berhalter in more of an upfront pressing kind of role where you get him some shots because the guy has a laser of a shot.
Okay.
I would find a way to get him on the field more.
Okay. Well,
So they may have already started to put that into play. They may go with this game slightly more defensive-minded. I don't think so, because their advantage is speed. But the Belgians will... They're old-school European. They're going to sit back and let you knock it around, and they're going to steal it and try to break on you. They're older. It's an older team against a very young team. Kevin De Bruyne, you know him?
No.
Oh.
Kevin, is he here in town? Where is he?
Was one of the best midfielders in Europe, in England, for a while, but he's moving around like a guy that's in his mid-30s now.
Who's he play for?
He's in Italy now, I believe. He was with Man City, but just sort of aged out of a speedy game. And so the U.S. has an advantage, I think, in speed tonight, especially on the wide portions of the field. So they may come at the game in a slightly different way than people realize.
Yeah, he's with Napoli now.
Yeah.
And they also don't have Eden Hazard anymore, who was their voice on the field.
And Lukaku is
old.
Old and fatter. That's his name. Is
Kako?
Is it La...
Lukaku.
He comes on.
What sort of a name is that? Was he play for us?
No.
Who's he play for?
Belgium.
Lukaku. Well, we've got an Argentinian head coach, and we got Flo, a birthright citizen.
Now you got Lukaku.
Lukaku.
No, he comes on for about 6 minutes. He's not in the greatest shape anymore. I remember talking about him coming to Austin at one point. I thought that'd be cool. He's a big old body, and he's not going to move around a heck of a lot. Just saying that the U.S. advantage is play as fast as possible, as wide as possible, and run it, guys.
And you say, and I'm in all seriousness, they may have a plan without Flo.
They may have been doing this for a while. I mean, I would find a way for this guy to play just because he's a natural goal scorer. But their approach may be a little bit different than that. They've been playing an outside-in game, and... They may come at it a little more, the term soccer term, but a little bit more narrow in the field, the way they come at the attack.
So. I think with what the president has done, there's no way you keep him off the
field. They don't give a flip about what Trump's doing or saying. I hope not.
Well, of course they give a flip because their most prolific scorer is being able to play.
Some guy's not making up a lineup tonight to make Trump happy. He doesn't know his head from his ass when it comes to soccer.
No. You got all that wrong. He said he's like... We have that cut. He's an expert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's an expert.
You think old Pochettino's calling him up saying, what do you think about this formation?
Well, if he's smart, he would.
Yeah, of course.
I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul. And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff. I didn't think it was a foul.
He's good at this stuff, Jeff. Come on.
I just heard him.
Give him a little credit.
God help us if any team at the highest professional level is deciding on their lineup based on whoever their president or prime minister is. It doesn't matter at all.
But he's the best player on the team, Flo.
No, he's the only goal scorer they have. No, their most dangerous player is Christian Pulisic. Their best defender is Chris Richards. Their best goal scorer clearly is going to be Balogun. But, you know, I mean, I assume he plays, but I don't know what they've been doing. Mm. But they're not sitting around today going, we better play him, you know, Trump said.
Well, I'm thinking it's a kind of a moment, Disney moment, where, hey, you're eligible. Suit up, son.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the New York Times guy did a video. He follows the team around, Harry Bushnell, I think is his name, and he showed a video clip of the guy, them coming up and telling him.
It's out.
So Kyle's going to do the lineup.
Matt Friis, Sergio Dest, Chris Richards, Tyler Adams, Anthony Robinson, Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, Tim Ream, Alex Greenland, Malik Tillman, and Florian Balogun.
Yes!
Right. It's the same 11.
Yes!
Same 11.
Flows in! Yeah. Flows in. Thank you, great leader.
get the birthright citizen on the field.
And according to Dave Portnoy, we're going to win it all.
We're going to win it all.
Got to win it
or
all.
Or run the takes through there. I mean, that was a going to win it all.
Going to win it all.
How many bottles of wine would you like to bet on that?
That we're going to win it all?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to bet with you. I don't want to bet with anybody on this.
You want to bet on the Final Four? They make the Final Four?
No, I don't want to bet because I have limited knowledge of soccer. I guess I need to listen to El Presidente more because he knows it. He knows it.
Yeah.
I just go with what you and Kyle
sounds
say.
Like he knows.
Portnoy is a jock sniffer extraordinaire. Yeah.
In his jersey.
And it sounded like he might have been drunk. What are those comments he made today? Can I listen to those again?
Oh, he wants some tanks going through Belgium.
What do you want? He wants tanks.
Yeah.
The crying, the Euro tears, the sheer whimpery regarding this decision. And it all stems from one thing. They don't like that we're getting good at soccer, boys.
Yep.
The Europe is petrified because if we're good at soccer, they got nothing. We're bigger than they are. We're badder than they are. We bail them out in every world war. We are the United States. We're the bully. We're the tough guy. And this is the one sport we've never paid attention to. We went up, we ripped hockey from Canada and shoved them in a locker. Now, if we take soccer from the rest of the world, they got nothing. So then what type of wimp, loser country is afraid to play another team at full strength? We're having another appeal. You know what Trump should do at this appeal? He should roll in a tank. That should be how he shows up to the appeal. Just through the doors, like smashing through in a tank as Belgium and the neutrality walk in. We can win this tournament. And if Belgium didn't think this was a problem, and Belgium wasn't scared of the United States, they'd keep their mouths shut. But they know they're in trouble. And if they lose, I'm telling you, if we win this tournament, what does Europe have? Nothing.
In America, we want to beat you at your best so that I stand victorious in the field of battle at the end of the day. I know it was legitimate. Europe, they're a little soft.
This is just like the World War II. When you say, hey, we're neutral, we're not picking a side. You know what? That's weakness. That's weakness. And that's what Belgium's showing here. We're scared of the United States. You're scared of us in soccer? Soccer? You're scared of us in soccer?
We were neutral in World War II for a long time there, old David.
Oh, boy.
In Europe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we didn't help the Brits until late, but we did, and we helped them. We won the war.
So if the U.S. loses tonight, everyone goes on as if it never happened tomorrow.
Dave Portnoy will not talk about soccer again for 4 years. He'll start talking about
it. Talk about it then. It won't be talked about again. It's only being talked about by most people is because it's here.
He'll be talking pro football.
Yeah.
Next
the Patriots.
Week. He'll be talking about the Patriots. That's what he'll be talking about.
Yeah.
And he'll be making outrageous bets and losing most of those outrageous bets.
But the hot take about rolling tanks through Belgium and they're terrified of us is going to be gone.
Going to go downtown Brussels tonight. Roll those tanks in. Mm-hmm. Roll those tanks in.
I'm sure the goalkeeper for Belgium has just been thinking and terrified every day of his life. Even though he plays in the best club in the world, he's terrified of Tim Ream from the MLS. They're scared.
Scared.
Yeah, they are.
Jeff, there's a really nice story about Caleb Williams. Did you read this story about the Bears quarterback? You know,
Indiana's quarterback?
Well, the Bears are looking for a spot to build their new stadium. They might want to.
Indiana Bears.
No, they might want to consider Vatican City. For the first time in history, the Vatican is being led by an American-born pope.
Yep.
Just happens to be from Chicago.
That's true.
Pope Leo, born Robert Francis Prevost, is a Bears fan and got a Bears-related gift over the weekend from Caleb Williams, who sent him an autographed jersey. When you send gifts to the Pope, there's no way to know if he actually received it. But in this case, we do, because he posed for a photo with the jersey the U.S. ambassador to the Holy City presented to him, a guy named Brian Birch. So Williams not only autographed the jersey, but also personalized it with "To Pope Leo, greeting." He included three hashtags, "Da Pope," "Da Bears," and #22. There was also a four-little acronym, AMDG. You know what that stands for, Jeff? Ad Morem Dei Gloriam, a Latin phrase that translates for the greater glory of God. Williams sent the jersey to the Pope. He probably didn't expect to become an international mystery. Apparently, he sent him the new throwback jersey that the, there's a picture of it, a Pulpa, Holy Father, and that the Bears will use. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams doing all the good things. Yeah, doing all the good things.
Well, hope he leads the, they're the sexy pick.
Yeah, they are. I think they win the North. I don't think it's going to be Detroit or Minnesota. Man. I think they win the North or Green Bay.
Right.
Even though Green Bay is your dream team, I know you've loved Green Bay a long, long time.
That's an exaggeration.
You love them a long, long time.
That's an exaggeration, but okay. Are we sure that wasn't kind of a weird flash in the pan? I mean, those come-from-behind wins?
I don't think so. Because I think they've got
the... Are we sure they play good enough defense? Are we sure of that?
Well, they got very fortunate with their come-from-behind victories. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I just like, I've always liked Caleb Williams. They've got good wide receivers. So
there's no arguing that.
Defense is going to win championships, though.
Yeah.
Say all the time.
So, man, they're going to, I hope they take Indiana to the title.
Yeah.
Bring a Super Bowl home to Indiana.
Indiana.
The Indiana Bears. Super Bowl champions of 2027. And the Bears are, the Indiana Bears are going to beat whom in the Super Bowl?
The Bears are going to beat, in the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills. Bears and Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Bears.
I'll bet you.
Josh Allen and Caleb Williams in the Super Bowl.
You mean the Bears are going to beat the team that just picked up Myles Garrett and has the reigning MVP? I would like to bet you on that.
Mm.
I would like to take the Rams over the Bears.
Well, Matthew Stafford didn't look good to me at the wedding this weekend.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, he looked a little befuddled to me at the wedding. He was there at the wedding.
I saw him play football last year. He looked pretty good.
He's pretty good, yeah. No, that's an excellent point. Because the Rams are going to be a favorite tonight, too.
Favorite? It's the Rams or bust, basically.
I'm just doing Hot Take Tuesday on a Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, with Caleb Williams.
What
nice story.
You saw about him this weekend?
Oh, he was at the wedding. He was at...
Do you know who wasn't? Is this true? And I didn't pick up on all the scoop. Chiefs player was not invited.
The barefoot and pregnant guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kicker. He weren't there.
Was he the only, is that true? He was the
only. I don't know.
That tells me I don't know about him, too. I mean, I don't know who made the list.
Name the Longhorn who was there, former Longhorn. Shane Bouchel was there. Longhorn quarterback and SMU quarterback. Backup. Many times for Mahomes, yeah. Shane Bouchel.
When was the last time he was in Kansas City?
A few years ago, but apparently he made
still invited?
Yeah, still invited, yeah.
Lynn Dawson invited?
Lenny Dawson's dead.
Oh, shoot.
Lenny couldn't make it. Gracie Hunt was there.
I bet she was.
Gracie was there. Mom and Dad Hunt were there.
Okay. Everybody but the 1876 kicker.
Uh-huh. Andy Reid said he liked Stiller, Stiller did the officiating. Was it Stiller? No, it was Adam Sandler did the officiating.
What?
Andy Reid loved Adam Sandler. He married him.
Back up. Adam Sandler married them?
Yes. Yes.
That's true?
I just said it.
Well, I mean, it just feels really stupid and fake.
No, 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 no.
Wow. Am I that out of touch?
I didn't know they were Jewish.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a non-denominational license in the state of New York.
What?
I've got one. I can do Jewish weddings, I believe.
What's happening right now? I feel like it's an acid trip. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of funny, I guess.
Yes, Adam Sandler officiated Taylor Swift's wedding.
Right. Is this thing... Are we going to look up in about 2 weeks and it was all a joke?
No, 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 Jeff. Come on, man.
Okay.
It's a beautiful moment there.
It was?
Yeah.
Was it on TV? Did you watch it live?
No, it wasn't on TV live, no. Sandler worked with the Chiefs tight end last year on the set of Happy Gilmore 2. And also Kelsey, who had a cameo as a waiter, publicly thanked Sandler for... the opportunity to release in releasing the movie, calls him my man. And Taylor, according to Adam Sandler, Taylor is also Sam damn nice to my family, has always been. My kids have met Taylor a bunch of times over the years, and she's ridiculously nice to them and warm. Yeah, so he had a connection.
The Belgium starting 11 is so many of these that Ed knows.
Oh, please.
Yeah. So many you know.
Oh, good God. Why? Okay, who is it, Kyle? Rufus Galeaga?
Rufus. Rufus. Come in Belgium.
His father's in chocolate. No, that's Switzerland. Rufus. Hails from Brussels. Brussels High School. You know, my father was over there in World War II. He freed Rufus. The Belgians.
I didn't know that was a common Belgian name.
Rufus. Oh, of course it is.
They're probably of the...
I saw them play the other day when they had that great come from mind victory.
Yeah, yes, they did.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways to look at that, but yeah. It's a little hard work to have to come up with that. They haven't released it yet. No one cares. No one cares in this
Nobody
country.
Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah. No, the team doesn't matter. It's just
America matters, Jeff. Haven't you bought in to make America great again? Haven't you bought in yet? Isn't it about time?
I thought
time?
It was pretty great before.
I thought
it was great before tariffs. But I thought it was great before insider trading.
But what? What? You think Sleepy Joe would have got this player? No. Sleepy Joe would have been asleep. No. He wouldn't have done any help to get Flo back on the team. Are you kidding me?
He wouldn't have worked so hard for the birthright citizen.
Yeah. See, I think he's what?
I know, exactly.
Are you kidding me?
He making him scratch.
Where was he born?
All of a sudden.
He's born in Brooklyn.
What if you see him go out there for the kickoff, and all of a sudden you see somebody go out in the field and Flo Bolligan is walking off? Sorry, Flo.
Ice.
Yeah, Ice is here to see you. They found out you're birthright citizen. Trump and Ted didn't know.
Well, and ironically, Ted is so jacked up about it, and Republicans in Texas, some group, want the legislature to have a bill to make it where it can't happen in Texas. Of course, the Supreme Court acted on it a few weeks ago.
I know. That's irrelevant, the state of Texas. Yeah. Do we even follow their rulings anymore?
Okay, you got the lineup over there.
There he goes. Watch this. Ed knows them all.
All right, Courtois is in goal.
Who?
Courtois. He's like the best goalie of all time.
Okay.
What? Castagne?
Castagne. Yes.
Michele.
Michele.
Diate.
Pardon me?
Diate.
Oh, Diate.
Diate.
Yes. No. He's from...
Ed knows him well.
He's from... Kuiper. He's from Brussels. Who?
Kuiper.
Kuiper. Christian Kuiper.
Vanagon. It's a D Kuiper, but okay. Vanagon.
Vanagon.
Tielemans. Tielemans.
Tielemans.
Tielemans.
It's Tielemans. Doku. Kevin De Bruyne.
Is Ledoku starting?
Yes. Wow. And then Trossard. Oof. And Ketelere is their nine. But Lukaku's not playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
he's on the bench.
That's way too many minutes for him these days. Like anything over 10 might be too much. Well, that's Ed was predicting that lineup. He's got all the people. Everyone on the team, according to Ed, is from Brussels.
Well, they're from the outskirts of Brussels. Okay. Yeah, there was a great battle there when we freed.
Who does Tielemans play for in the season?
He plays for Tottenham, doesn't he?
It was a pretty good try.
Manchester, Tottenham, Real Madrid.
No.
Does he play for Kansas City in the MLS?
He does not. No. Who's he with now? What was it? Liverpool before? I don't even know now.
He's with Aston Villa.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Belgian team is aging fast.
We got to take a break after this break. More here on 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jack from 1027 ESPN's Game Time, inviting you to watch the FIFA World Cup 26 with Michelob Ultra for USA versus Belgium. The action happens at Little Woodrow's 6301 West Palmer Lane this Monday, July 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Michelob Ultra will be on site with a lot of fun and Ultra giveaways. Michelob Ultra is a superior light beer and the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26. Be sure to enjoy an Ultra as you cheer on Team USA this Monday at Little Woodrow's on Palmer Lane.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Well, the starting lineups have been released for the big soccer match tonight in Seattle between the U.S. of A against the European power, Belgium. Flo will be playing.
Not quite a power.
Well, they're in the final 16, my friend. Would you not consider that an outstanding country and an outstanding team?
I mean,
they're not power like France and España.
There's six other Europeans, and the Portuguese are better than they are. I mean, you can probably go 10
They're
deep.
Losers. They're losers. Mm-hmm. Portugal went down.
I know. Yeah. Winner of this game, you're going to bet me a bottle of wine that they beat Spain. That's what you're going to do.
I'm taking Spain.
You said they're losers.
I said Portugal's losers.
Portugal beat anybody playing tonight.
Is Portugal still in the World Cup, Jeff?
Because they played Spain.
Are they in the World Cup?
They're not, no.
They're losers.
Because they played Spain.
They're losers.
Okay.
They're losers.
So if the U.S. wins tonight, they lose to Spain. You're calling them losers.
I would never call the red, white, and blue
okay,
losers.
Just want to make sure
because
we're
clear
on this.
Have rescued the Belgium and the French and the Spains and all those European countries since World War II.
So the other day, I don't know if you heard this. I had a guy from the Dallas Morning News has been doing a story on name, image, and likeness. And he talked about how high school football coaches are trying to sound the alarms of two things. One, the legislature approving name, image, and likeness for high school players.
We haven't done that here.
No, I know.
No.
But it's being debated.
We shouldn't do that here.
And the agents charging 35%.
Oh.
And how these high school coaches are trying to educate players that typically it's 4 to 6 to 8%, and you're getting hit up at 35.
Yeah, don't do
and it.
It
was just a shocking problem. Not shocking, but it's a giant problem.
Well, the last
how
thing
these coaches
we need.
Are seeing that yeah. these guys are, you know, promising them whatever,
yeah.
and then hitting them up for 35%.
That's outrageous. They should never, ever, ever allow. High school NIL deals.
It's in Florida, right. He's saying that players are leaving the state of Texas to go to other places to go play so they can get paid.
Well, if you want to go eaten by alligators, go ahead.
Wow.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
I just think that's unseemly.
Yeah.
I know we've had recruiting. You guys recruit at Westlake all the time.
No.
All the time.
They don't have to. The guys want to go there. They don't have to.
You still recruit. Of course you. Yeah, that's how you got there. You lived in a tenement in East Austin.
You're right.
Here, let's get the Ward family a house.
Yeah, you're right. You got me. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Giant house. Just for me.
Just for
Great
you.
Great parties through high school, though.
Well, that's what I understand.
But it was just really disturbing. You know, he's saying these high school coaches are spending half their time trying to lecture families on the trouble they're getting into.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Who's on the Trey Elling Show tonight, Jeff?
Well, it's funny with all the soccer talk live from the stadium in Seattle. It's everyone's favorite, Andrew Giuliani.
Back tomorrow on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward
USA,
and Clemens.
USA.
Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jack from 102.7 ESPN's Game Time, inviting you to watch the FIFA World Cup 26 with Michelob Ultra for USA versus Belgium. The action happens at Little Woodrow's 6301 West Palmer Lane this Monday, July 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Michelob Ultra will be on site with a lot of fun and Ultra giveaways. Michelob Ultra is a superior light beer and the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26. Be sure to enjoy an Ultra as you cheer on Team USA this Monday at Little Woodrow's on Palmer Lane.